Cienfuegos, hola, or bonjour? Fancy a bit of Parisian flair in Cuba? Cienfuegos is just the city for you. French Alan with an exotic Caribbean touch also earned the nickname, the Pearl of the South. In the 18th century, the city and its port were extremely popular among pirates, and with them came bags of gold. But the booming sugar export also brought wealth to the town. Many French immigrants were drawn here, and so it happens that you can truly see a triumphal arch, Arco de Triunfo, here. The only one in Cuba. In 2005, the historic core was declared a World Heritage Site, and in recent years it has been lovingly and painstakingly restored. Today, the charming French colonial architecture shines in the most beautiful pastel shades. Magnificent facades, an elegant promenade, and the Arco de Triunfo give Cienfuegos a sublime flair. And who knows, you will meet a Cuban who speaks French with a bit of luck. Video. Top things to do. Cienfuegos' charm is unique. We felt so comfortable in this city and enjoyed dancing with the locals in Park Jose Marti. You should plan a tour to Laguna Guanaroca. Where else can you get so close to flamingos? And don't forget a sunset dinner in Punta Gorda. 1. Park Jose Marti and its surroundings. The heart and soul of the city and the best starting point to the hot spots of Cienfuegos. In its center stands a marble statue commemorating the revolutionary and namesake of the town. Here you will also find the Arco de Triunfo. 2. Teatro Tomás Terry. The Teatro Tomás Terry is a national monument that has hosted greats such as Sarah Bernhardt and Anna Pavlova. It was built at the end of the 19th century from Venezuelan sugar baron Tomás Terry's legacy in neoclassical style. 3. Catedral de la Purísima Concepción. Check out the Catedral de la Purísima Concepción from the inside. 2. The stained glass windows with the 12 apostles shimmer beautifully, especially in the sunlight, and you'll also find a statue of the city's patron saint, the Virgin of the Immaculate Conception. 4. Museo Provincial. For an epic history of Cienfuegos, visit the Museo Provincial, with a small collection of exhibits focused mainly on 19th-century French-Cuban decorative arts and furniture. Also, be sure to climb the stairs of the tower from Palacio Ferrer. The view is fantastic. 5. Cementerio La Reina. A walk in a cemetery is a bit strange, but it is really beautiful and imposing. It has existed since 1837 and is classified as a national monument. One of its most famous statues is called Sleeping Beauty, after a 24-year-old woman who died of a broken heart. 6. Jardín Botánico de Cienfuegos. This large botanical garden is an extremely popular destination and is especially world-famous for its fig tree collection. Be sure to book a guided tour. The guides will explain each plant and tree to you with ingenious twists. 7. Punta Gorda. At the end of a beautiful day exploring Cienfuegos, make sure to walk or drive to Punta Gorda for sunset. The best way to end the day there is with a delicious dinner at Camilla's restaurant or club Cienfuegos. Transport. How to get there? Viazul buses will get you comfortably to Cienfuegos, right in the middle of downtown. Alternatively, by rental car or colectivo. How to get around? You can reach everything very easily on foot. If Punta Gorda is too far for you to walk, take a cab or beachy taxi. You can find them at Park Jose Marti. El Nicho and Laguna Guanaroca can only be reached by car. More comfortable and without negotiations is to take a tour. Where to stay? The choice of Casa Particulares in Cienfuegos is wide and fantastic. Hotel La Union is also very popular. Where to eat? Many restaurants have lovely views, especially those down in Punta Gorda. You shouldn't miss dinner by the water in Cienfuegos. Restaurants we tried and liked 6 Cienfuegos. Cienfuegos 043-534124 Pelicana 4.7 rating 6 Paseo El Prado Cienfuegos. Cienfuegos 05-262-3858 Casa Prado 3.8 rating 6 Cienfuegos. Cienfuegos. Dino's Pizza 3.7 ratings are recommendations for $6 La Mar Cienfuegos. Cienfuegos Villa Maria 4.8 ratings. 6. San Fernando Cienfuegos. Cienfuegos Tecaderas 4.1 rating 6 Cienfuegos. Cienfuegos El Español 4.6 ratings. Our recommendations for $$$$$$$ 6 Cienfuegos, Cienfuegos 043, 661001 Camilla's Restaurant 4.4 rating 6 Cienfuegos, Cienfuegos 043, 551003 Palacio de Valle 4.5 ratings. 6 Cienfuegos, Cienfuegos Club Cienfuegos 3.9 ratings. Our insider tips 1 El Nicho Waterfall. An approximately 1.2 miles, 2 kilometers, long circular path leads you along with lush jungle plants and emerald green natural pools. After the entrance, there are some steep steps up and down to the first pool, Los Enamorados, where you can also swim. If you continue walking, you will reach a wide waterfall, perfect for photos. Right after that comes the biggest pool and waterfall. Plan around 2 hours, even longer if you want to swim. Do it like the Cubans, comfortable with a bottle of Havana Club in the cool water. The entrance fee is around $12. 2 Laguna Guanaroca, a beautiful place because here you can see flamingos. While sitting in a small boat, you will go to the other side of the lake, where the flamingos are. You can get relatively close to the animals. Although they are shy, they do not fly away. These graceful birds' sight is fantastic, especially because it is in the wild and not in a zoo. 3 Hotel La Union. If you don't stay here, be sure to check out the inside of Hotel La Union. The courtyard is so beautiful, and coffee tastes delicious by the pool. 4 Paseo del Prado and Punta Gorda. The most beautiful promenade in Cienfuegos is the Paseo del Prado. It is lined with palm trees, colonial buildings, and statues of famous Cubans and heroes. It takes you down to Punta Gorda, the southernmost point of Cienfuegos. Here is the former aristocratic quarter, with the most impressive mansions and beautiful yellow wooden houses. And clearly the most extraordinary building in all of Cienfuegos you can also admire in Punta Gorda, Palacio del Valle. A colorful mixture of Arabic, Spanish, Gothic and Venetian elements, all harmonizing beautifully together. Today, the villa houses a restaurant with a bar on the roof, worth a visit for its impressive views alone. 5 Visit the statue of Benny Moré. Benny Moré was a famous musician of the country. There is a music festival every September in his memory. The statue is located on the wide avenue called Prado. There are also some ice cream parlors. Share now. Jetzt teilen. Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp, Pinterest, email.